This is the Physical Activity Researcher Podcast, a podcast for researchers of sedentary behavior, physical activity, and sports. Join for a relaxed dialogue about research design, practicalities, and, well, anything related to research. Learn from your fellow researchers useful and relevant information that does not fit into formal content and limited space of scientific publications. And here is your host, researcher and entrepreneur, Olli Tikkanen.
Welcome, everyone. So in this episode, I wanted to introduce the new Fibion G2 device. So we have had the Fibion Research device for quite some time, and now we are bringing an updated version of it, which we have named Fibion G2 from Generation 2. And basically, it builds on the success of Generation 1. We have had very satisfied customers that have been using the device. It is very easy to use. It's easy to do measurements. It's easy to get the validated outcome variables. And it's very good creating automatic participant reports, which can be used to give feedback easily for participants, but also for behavior change interventions. But for the Generation 2, we have added features that researchers have been asking in addition to what we have. And basically the main difference is now that we have added the raw data recording. So you will still get the validated outcome variables, but you have the raw data for future proofing. So you can analyze the data differently. You can use different algorithms. And it gives versatility for the device. Maybe one project is using the outcome variables and the other project might be using the raw data. And its internal sampling frequency is 50 hertz, so it's easily enough for daily activities and also measuring sport activities. What we have also added is an event marker button. So basically, in the middle of the device, you have a button that participants can press, and it gives a timestamp, a marker in the data. And this can be used in many different ways to bring context to the data. So you are measuring data, but participants can then also give event markers. For example, in sleep research, participants usually press the button when they go to bed. You could, for example, ask participants to click it when they go outside, if you want, for example, to study physical activity outside, or they could click it when they stop working. So you could differentiate the work time from free time, for example. And also, it has a three-axis accelerometer, like most of these devices, but we also added the magnetometer, which can be used in some studies. And also for the raw data recording, it is more accurate now. It is 16 bits measurement, which really gives more precise recordings than some of the other devices are 10 bits or 12 bits. And I will have another episode explaining what is the meaning of the resolution, what difference does it make. So those are the new sensors, new buttons that we have in the device. And we have made sure to use exactly same algorithms as in the Generation 1. So all previous validation studies should remain valid. So we will create the study where we will tape together those devices. But the algorithms are same, so I expect that the validated outcome variables should be really close to each other, as the accelerometer components are basically interchangeable. They measure acceleration when you just have correct settings there. And like in the Generation 1, you will get activity type specific energy expenditure. And this is validated in simulated daily life in a lab, a 12-hour protocol, and the results look good. So you get the really nice energy expenditure. You get the very good light intensity, moderate intensity, and vigorous intensity classification of physical activity. And these are for the thigh-worn device, that when you wear it on the thigh, I will soon be explaining that you can also wear it in different parts of the body. And wearing it on the thigh is best place for the sedentary behavior metrics, so you can actually distinguish when the person is sitting and when the person is standing. And also, like I said, the activity intensity measurements are more accurate. And talking about the wear locations, so for the sedentary behavior and physical activity measurements, if you want accurate data, we are recommending the thigh placement. But we also have algorithms if you attach the device on the chest. So then we can measure also sleep metrics. We can measure sleep position, that what position you are sleeping. And we also have an adapter to wear the device on the wrist. So then you can use it more as a classic actigraphy device, like it's used in many, many sleep studies, for example. And it provides convenience. It's easy to wear the device on the wrist. People have used to wearing watches, so it's an easy place. And the device is only 10 grams. It's a tiny device, so it's quite nice to wear in different parts of the body. You can use, for example, 3M Tegaderm to attach in different parts of the body. And this flexibility in the wearing positions makes it a smart investment for research groups or departments. So basically different research groups can use it for different kind of studies. You can customize the settings, so it should bring quite a bit of flexibility for the use of the device. So conclude this episode. So we have tried to listen the feedback we get from researchers. They have liked the generation one, and we have tried to add the things that some researchers have looked for, especially the raw data measurements. So you might be using the validated outcome variables to do your study easily, but then you can, for example, join a ProPass consortium when you have the raw data, so they can combine different data from different studies. So it gives you more flexibility. And if you're interested in this device, please check our website, web.fibion.com. And if you would like to learn more, just feel free on our website. You can book a call with me or Miriam, and we are glad to tell you more about the device, show how it works, and we can discuss, could it be a right fit for your project. So thanks for listening and have a brilliant day.
Thanks for joining us this week on Physical Activity Researcher Podcast. If you like the show, make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing or following the show on Twitter. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. If you found value in the show, we would really appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever app you're using. Or if you would, in a real old school way, simply tell a friend about the show. It would be a great help for us. We have a fantastic lineup of guests for forthcoming episodes, so be sure to tune in. Thank you all for your support and have a great day.